Letter from Tommy, August 2019. By Old Trout. Well, here we are. It's 5:30 p.m. I wanted to wait until I had some updates before I put pen to paper. I'm receiving your emails and letters, and for that I'm grateful. I enjoy the updates, and I also take satisfaction from the variety of people who write to me. This unjust prison sentence has had the opposite effect. It awakens more people to the corruption of the establishment. I have had letters from doctors, school teachers, professors, nurses, etc., all of whom are shocked at the treatment and unjust conviction that I have received. The first person I saw upon arrival to HMP Belmarsh was Ross Kemp, who is doing a documentary on Belmarsh Prison. I've been held in total isolation since the moment I entered Belmarsh. I've not seen another inmate. I'm her in prison within a prison. I believe the unit that I'm held on was built for Ian Huntley. Other prisoners that have been held here are Abu Hamza and Michael Adibalago. The staff at Belmarsh have been great. The governor has made sure all of my rights are recognized. To be honest, he's making the best of a difficult situation having me as a prisoner. I am 100% safe. This is a totally different sentence to my last in HMP only. Upon entry to Belmarsh, I didn't ask to be isolated. The prison decided to isolate me. When Ross Kemp was interviewing me, I explained to him that I was being held like this for my own safety, but months of total isolation is proven to have a negative impact on someone's mental health. You know, in an era when everyone from Prince Harry to leading politicians proclaim to care about mental health, I do struggle to get my head around the fact that my own government see it in the public interest to lock me up for nearly 5 months on solitary confinement in a year. This for asking a now convicted child rapist how he felt about his verdict. Let me quote you word for word what the judge at the head of the Queen's Bench Division said during her summing up. Let me point out first that she was promoted to this position just 2 weeks before my trial. The contempts we have found proved were not ones of deliberate defiance. There was no intention to interfere with the administration of justice, and in the event neither the ACTA trial or the trial that followed were prejudiced. What she is saying right there is that she convicted a journalist of making a mistake that had zero impact on the trial. Even my enemies can see that serving 5 months on solitary confinement for what she describes as not deliberate is simply not fair. I contest that I even broke any law. They judged against what the law says on their own website. Before I get into talking about my appeal, let me tell you about a sweet I'm being held on. They call it a sweet ha-ha. It's a separate part of the prison with no other prisoners. It's located underneath healthcare. I look out of my window onto my exercise yard. It's an exercise yard used only by me. It's 7 meters by 5 meters, with 4 surrounding walls that go up 4 floors high. It's a bit like a courtyard within the prison, and the windows that look in on it are officers' windows. Only 2 cell windows look down from healthcare. The idea of this unit is that you never leave it and that no one sees you. I have me cell and then a cell next door which just has an exercise bike in. Then another room next door to that with a shower, bath. My cell door opens at 9 a.m. when I can the use the bike and shower, make a phone call or spend 30 minutes in the exercise yard. I spend an hour every morning first killing myself on the exercise bike. When I first saw it, I asked the governor what the FCK is that. Now I love it, ha ha. After an hour on the bike I have shower, 30 minute walk in the exercise yard and then make a phone call. Then I'm banged up again until 9 a.m. the next day, sleep and repeat. Last week though I got a pleasant surprise when I was taken at 7:30 a.m. to the gym. I was given 45 minutes but accompanied by Ross Kemp's camera crew. I think the idea was to show the country that they made an effort after the trust in the prison service had been seriously damaged by the sight of me walking out of HMP only. The mad thing is, I thought I looked sound when I was getting released from Onley. I thought I was mentally fine as well. The negative impact of solitary confinement only hit me when I was released. The governor and nurse in Belmarsh come and check on me daily here. They ask how I am, I say fine but tell them that I'll be able to let them know properly when I walk out of here having spent an additional 2.5 months on solitary confinement and complete isolation. If I walk out of here skinny, it's not because I've been starved. I can eat fine in here, the staff make sure of that. I'm just smashing the cell workouts until I can't do any more. There is not much else to do, it's hot in here and the days are long. I hear the Daily Star have deleted their fake news story about an ope beating me up, haha. The governor and Ross Kemp both came into my cell with the newspaper. I said to them that I wouldn't mind but I've not seen a single person since the last time Ross saw me upon my arrival. The fake news is shocking. My kids were sent the article and were panicking thinking that Dad had been attacked when there was zero truth in the story. My first appointment with my legal team was cancelled due to an incident in the prison, so it took 2 weeks before I could sit down with my lawyers. I've been having an inner struggle with the appeal. I see a few people have wrote to me telling me that Avi had heard from my wife and that I was feeling down. It's because my appeal costs are £84,000. Plus I've just paid £20,000 legal fees for the upcoming court proceedings against the Muslim lawyer who sent that red-haired crackhead to live stream my wife and children, putting their lives in danger. I don't know if you've heard but I also have to pay their costs from the Old Bailey at £31,000. So not only do they make me go to prison for something I haven't done but they then make me pay for it, totally insane. That's like £130,000, it's effing nuts. They are trying to make it financially impossible to challenge them. I hope you agree with me in believing that this has to be challenged. My family don't agree, which is why I've been having an inner struggle over the issue. I had my legal meeting last week and instructed them to go full steam ahead on an appeal against the conviction and also a bail application. I had to pay them £42,000, they required 50% upfront to start with and the rest when we get the appeal, bail application launched. My next phone call home was to tell my wife. I said that I felt so much better now. All I know what to do is fight what they throw at me. I felt that by not appealing I was giving in to something that is quite clearly a stitch up. The lead judge on the Queen's bench has dirty hands on this case. She lied about me encouraging vigilante attacks and it's simply not in the video. Will the Supreme Court judge be willing to dirty their hands on my case? Or will my name be cleared? It would be impossible to fight the establishment without your help and love. My wife's views that it'll be another trial, more stress and kissing the kids goodbye again, but for me, another trial is another chance to expose their lies. I have to fight it. I just hope you'll see it is important as I do as it's a crazy amount of legal costs. Without your help and support I'm sure I'd already be a broken man, but instead I'm pumped and ready for round 3. The establishment relies on the fact that they don't think we'll be able to afford to keep in the fight, so I will ask you to share this everywhere. I'm asking once again, help me fight the establishment. It's death, prison or glory. Once the appeal papers are in, I'll have an immediate bail application. Usually takes about 7 days so I could or should be home earlier than we expected, meaning I might get a few weeks with the kids in their summer holidays. It was so good to see my wife, kids and family. Can you believe I'm being held in a cat prison on a total isolation unit for contempt of effing court? Luton's first game of the season on Friday night and although I'm locked up, I'm still excited. Just wish I was there with the kids. My son has handled it a bit better than last time, I was able to talk to them all before I went. That morning of court was so difficult, I was so emotional kissing them all goodbye. I knew they would jail me, to be honest I thought I'd be sitting in solitary for over a year. It's lucky I'm good company because otherwise all this time alone would drive me mad. I'm writing my next book, bringing Enemy of the State up to date. I done half of it before I come away, first thing I need to finalize when I'm released. I want everyone to know every detail of everything that happened. the ups and downs, I want to thank each and every one of you who support me. I don't really get a chance to get too down because your support continually lifts me up. I just want to get working on dedicating my months to filming The Rape of Britain. I'll end this on a nod to my amazing and beautiful wife, three perfect children, my mum, dad and family. I love and miss each and every one of you. P.S. I'll probably remember loads I forgot to put in. The main point was that we are appealing. Paperwork should be in next week. Old Trout 2019.